Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Do you know how hard it is to actually ask Joe Biden a question? Well, it's pretty hard because he's either trotting off to the helicopter or he's sort of wandering off the stage, wandering off somewhere, and nobody can ever ask this guy a question. Well, it looks like some kind of climate activist has found the way to ask Joe Biden a question, and that is to simply heckle him at a speech, and he'll tell you that if you shush up now, he'll come and meet you right after the speech. And so intrepid reporters, take note. You want to get your questions answered? That's evidently how to do it. Welcome, everybody, to the program this morning. I'm Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. And we have an awful lot to talk about this morning, of course, as we race across your radio dial in the overnight hours across America. And, of course, we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California, and we're broadcasting as well from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country, and of course via satellite on the GCN network. And we also want to welcome all those who are listening to us on various live streams all over the internet. All right, now to those of you working across America in the overnight hours, we want to give you a special shout out, and we're glad that you're joining us because you're helping to keep our country going wherever you are, whatever you're doing. All right. Now, our toll-free line, our toll-free number is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call into the program and talk about the news of the day. So without further ado, let's get started. As I mentioned, yes, Joe Biden evidently got heckled by a climate activist at a speech saying, why haven't you declared a climate emergency? Well, why haven't you declared a climate emergency? Well, that's a really good question, I guess. I'm sure Joe Biden would love to answer that right away. But, of course, instead of doing that, and I don't think he's got a great answer for it anyway, but he said, now, look, if you just shush up, as I was just saying, then I'll meet with you after. Evidently, the man says that he didn't hear the president say that because everybody was yelling around him, but he would love to accept that invitation. So we'll keep you posted on that. Don't hold your breath on that at all. All right, so once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about. Yesterday, 24 hours ago, we were talking all about the debate. That was the big question. And we've got a little bit more reaction tonight, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the broadcast, because right now, everybody's looking at this potential government shutdown, which is looking a lot more like a likely government shutdown or an inevitable government shutdown, because both the Senate and the House are not going to agree anytime soon. There doesn't seem to be an 11th hour sort of agreement. The Senate had its continuing resolution that was rejected by the House. Evidently, the House did pass, I think, three of its four funding bills designed to keep the government going. But that's not going to get us over the mark here. So I suppose we're preparing for that government shutdown. And we'd like to know what you think about this, by the way. Once again, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number if you'd like to call in. And by the way, we had a lot of great calls last night on the program. And so I'm hoping that we get a lot more great calls this morning. And once again, 1-877-969-8600. But so what's really going to happen here? Now, some of these things are going to be declared essential and non-essential. So wouldn't that be wonderful if you're a government employee and the day of the shutdown, I guess the next business day of the shutdown, somebody has to sit around and say, okay, you're essential, you're not essential, you're essential, you're not essential, you know, that's got to hurt at some point. But it is going to point up again that the federal government is huge. The federal government has, all kinds of departments and all kinds of employees that nobody probably knows exactly what it is that they're doing. So it will bring up that debate, but it is going to be rough, and we wouldn't expect it to actually get better very, very quickly. So that's the problem. By the way, the White House staff right now is being told to get ready for the furloughs as the shutdown nears. This from Bloomberg. White House staff received guidance how they will be affected by a government shutdown. I don't know how this affects Biden. Maybe they tell him you just go back up to the residence. I don't know. But at any rate, it's not going to be pretty for a lot of government employees. But hopefully it can get fixed pretty quick. Another thing that's happening, though, is that Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy evidently had some kind of heated exchange in a closed-door meeting because of this looming shutdown. This from USA Today. Matt Gaetz got into a heated exchange with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Thursday as tensions between the lawmakers on the Hill grow amid the looming government shutdown, of course. Gaetz told the Hill that he asked McCarthy whether the speaker was paying for people to, quote, create a false negative sentiment, unquote, about him online. His question came up after Rogan O'Hanley, a conservative commentator, posted a screenshot of a message on X, formerly Twitter, of course, that he claimed came from a McCarthy ally to promote a post against Gaetz in a government shutdown. Gaetz retweeted the post and wrote that McCarthy was pathetic. So I don't know, folks, does that sound like it's going to get better anytime soon? I don't think so. McCarthy went on, by the way, denied the allegation, saying he didn't waste his time or money on Gaetz. According to CNN, which first promoted or reported, rather, the exchange, McCarthy's campaign sent a cease and desist letter to an individual from the notorious LLC who they believe is behind the campaign, according to Politico. So with all this going on, folks, it simply means, once again, that I suppose at some point you may not be able to look at the Grand Canyon for too long. So if you're near the Grand Canyon, go over and take a look at it, because the government shutdown could possibly mean that they're going to close down all the roads like they did under Obama. But I hope that that doesn't happen. Folks, we're racing across your dial, 1-877-969-8600. I'm Kyle Warren. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right, 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone line if you'd like to call in and opine or give your views here on the program. And my name is Kyle Warren, by the way, and glad to be back with you as we race through and rocket through across your radio dial across America in the overnight hours. And we have a lot more to talk about, by the way, as we continue to broadcast from our Moss Family Automotive Studio there in, at AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Okay, let me tell you this. In the first segment, we had a little bit of fun with the government shutdown. In this segment, we'll get a little bit more details about what that means, especially for these very high-profile prosecutions that are going on. But before we do that, I need to tell you about the good people over at MyPillow who are bringing you this segment. And, of course, the good people at MyPillow are located at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell, of course. And they've got all the great new products, MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, the towel sets, just to name a few. And by the way, folks, everybody in my family, we all sleep on a MyPillow. You know, Mrs. Professor gave me a pair last Christmas a pair of the slippers for last Christmas, and she enjoys hers too, by the way. And we sleep on the Giza sheets every night, and we absolutely love them. Just swear by them. So you want to go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, and there you're going to find a host of the great deals and the additional great products from MyPillow. And when you've made your choices and when you're ready to check out, just be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you'd rather, you know, call someone on the telephone, talk to a real person, they have real people over there at MyPillow. Simply dial 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And be sure again to use the promo code CAPTAIN to get the deep discounts and to save a bundle. So once again, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. I tell you what, let's go to the telephone lines here real quick. We've got Jack over here near my neck of the woods, Riverside, California. Good morning, Jack. Thanks for calling.
Well, good morning. What's happening is the conservative group of congressmen that I've been in touch with. I let them know that, you know, the president has a veto over what Congress passes, but we can veto the president and his whole government and shut them down with the power of the purse and say, you don't want the government shut down? Well, not 1 cent more for you, war in the Ukraine. That's over with. Zelensky with his fist up in the air with the Nazis. And will you enforce our border and keep the illegal immigrants from sneaking in the country? If you do that, we'll keep the country open. But otherwise, if you don't agree to cutting off all funding for the sinking thing in the Ukraine, and you don't agree to have the Border Patrol and the federal government stop these illegals from streaming into the country, then what we're going to do is shut you down, and Biden, you can go home with your staff and the whole federal government, the executive branch. We're shutting you down. Ha, ha, ha.
All right. So that's, well, yeah, the Congress has the power of the purse. There's no doubt about it. Jack in Riverside, thank you for calling. We got another caller holding on the line. Call back again anytime. Take care. All right, John in Sarasota. We've got John in Sarasota calling in right now. Wants to talk about the government shutdown as well. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. First of all, I wasn't even aware that the government was open. That thing is a shock. Second of all, well, I'm glad I listened to your show. It keeps me abreast. The second thing is that, you know, I'm no political scholar, but you know, over the years, it's always, as I refer to, Chuck Schumer is involved all the time with government shutdowns. I think personally that we should shut the government down. It might put an end to some lunacy for quite a while. We see who's been running the government. And, you know, your shows and the people that call these shows seem to have the same mindset. We're not reaching the people that think keeping the government open is a good thing. So, you know, with that being said, if it stops the lunacy and we could take control of the situation, shut it down. It's not doing very well being open, is it? And that's all I, you know, wanted to add to the conversation this evening.
Well, we appreciate it, John, very much. And feel free to call anytime. You have a great morning, sir.
Thank you, my friend. You too.
Take care. All right, John in Sarasota, everybody. Yeah, that's a pretty good, interesting perspective. And I think a lot of people would wonder, you know, again, the federal government seems to be such a behemoth that it doesn't really seem like, well, wait a minute, if we shut it down and there's only the, quote, essential parts running, you know, can we get by with that? So, of course, the two sides are very, very far apart. But in reality, though, I think the shutdown can benefit the Democrats a teensy-weensy bit, a little bit better, only because they can point the finger and say, look, you got these, you know, mega, maybe that's what Biden would say, mega Republicans or MAGA Republicans or whatever Republicans, they don't want to agree to these spending, or they want all these spending cuts, and they want to hold out to have all this, because basically each year, the government has to pass about 12 different bills in order to fund the government. So Republicans could hold out and simply say, no, we're not going to go for any kind of continuing resolution. We want all these 12 bills to be negotiated and looked at and passed before we'll ever get on board. So that's the one thing that could keep this kind of going for a time. The continuing resolution is typically how it can be remedied, but we'll see. Because especially if you've got some infighting in the House, but then you've also got other problems as well. It could be a while. By the way, as I mentioned, the prosecutions that are going on right now for President Trump and then also for Hunter Biden, those would not be affected, we understand, in general of the prosecutorial processes that are going on generally. Those aren't affected because they continue even though the government is, quote, shut down. Congress and the president continue to work. They continue to get paid and so forth. But you have all these other workers who may simply be sent home, other services, some different social services and so forth would also be gone for that time. But I understand what John is talking about in the sense of, well, wait a minute, you know, maybe just go ahead and shut it down. But I think overall, it's at least as we're heading into the election year, it can be very, very costly for the Republicans. So it just behooves them to be able to come up with something. But they also have to see, this is where it's not easy, right? This isn't an easy thing. It's not just cut and dried because they have to go back to their own constituencies and say, I held the line on spending. I held the line on this and that. And if they go back and they say, well, you know, I kind of caved on it, well, then that hurts them politically as well. So it's like herding cats, and it's not easy, it's not pretty, but definitely is going to be essential, shall we say, in order to keep the government going. And by the way, I think the people are questioning this, by the way, but the aid to Ukraine, this is what Jack in Riverside was talking about, I think that also that has a mechanism to keep going from what we understand. And the Pentagon itself, I think, also can spend here and there on various things, even during the government shutdown, for obvious reasons, the national defense and so forth. But also, even bringing up national defense, it's a good thing if the government isn't shut down, simply because we always have to be at the ready. All right. Also, folks, this morning we're going to be talking about this first impeachment hearing, the impeachment inquiry hearing. We've got a couple of great audio quotes, and I'm going to save them to the other side of the break, only so that we can get into them, hear them in context. It really is something. There's an exchange between Ro Khanna, Congressman Ro Khanna, a Democrat, and Jonathan Turley, professor from George Washington Law School. I almost want to call it comedy gold, okay? Not because of Jonathan Turley. I mean, Jonathan Turley is able to kind of, I think he's kind of looking at Ro Khanna like, why are you asking me this question about the how I would vote today, quote unquote, on impeachment if I had to look at this evidence? I think he really kept his composure in the face of someone trying to say, look, just answer this yes or no question so I can sort of take out of context your expertise and then say, look, this impeachment inquiry is all for nothing. It's just a big nothing. And so when we come back from the break, folks, you're going to hear this. You're going to hear this exchange. And as I said, I think it's comedy gold. We've got Jonathan Turley trying his level best to reason with this guy. It's really something. Okay, folks, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number to call in. We've got two so far. Let's go for three in the next segment. And I do want to hear from you, Kyle Warren, with you as we truck across your radio dial. Overnight hours across America. Stay right there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA News Update. As the deadline for a potential federal government shutdown approaches, travelers are closely monitoring its potential impact on flights. Congress has until Saturday to come to an agreement to prevent the shutdown. In the event that a deal is not reached, crucial personnel such as air traffic controllers and TSA agents will still be on duty as they are classified as essential workers. House Republicans are holding their first hearing in their Biden impeachment inquiry.
Joe Biden lied to the American people that he never spoke to his family about their business dealings. He lied by telling the American people that there was an absolute wall between his official government duties and his personal life.
Friday, we will know whether the United Auto Workers plan to escalate their strike against the big three automakers. UAW President Sean Fain is set to make an announcement Friday morning. Dave Collins, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, broadcasting from the Moss Family Automotive Studio from AM 860 The Answer. Back with the program, folks. My name is Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you here on this Friday edition and weekend edition of the program. And if you want to call in and opine, the number is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Be glad to hear from you if you have something to talk about. And we're going to keep on talking about here the first impeachment inquiry hearing. These first witnesses have already come in. And one of them is Jonathan Turley, just as I was saying before the break here, the bottom of the hour break. We're going to hear that in just a moment as soon as I tell you about this portion of the program being brought to you by the good people over at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, we appreciate them very much, as they become very good friends of the show. And now you can go over to their website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and check out the 1995 3-week quick start. That's the 1995 3-week quick start. And why should you take Relief Factor? Well, it just in a nutshell, because it works. It really works. There's so many testimonials about Relief Factor. So many people are actually getting help from taking this product. And, of course, a lot of people face the problems of inflammation and such. And this is exactly what Relief Factor is designed to help control and to take care of. And it does this by the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is where you get the pain and where you get the swelling and the discomfort that you might be feeling. Now, if you take it the way that it is prescribed, or says, rather, you should know that it's going to hopefully work by the end of the third week or so. Now, for some, it'll work in the next day or two or three days. We've heard these kinds of stories before. But everybody's different, so you definitely want to check it out. And by the way, there are no drugs in this product whatsoever, and that's the great thing that you can really rely on. No drugs at all. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And check out the 1995 three-week quick start, because all you have to lose is pain. And that is really something I think you can take to the bank, because that would be good if you are, in fact, experiencing these things. Give Relief Factor a try. It's really, really worth it. All right. So as we mentioned, we had this exchange at the impeachment inquiry hearing with Ro Khanna, a Democrat out of California, by the way, and Jonathan Turley from George Washington University. He's a law professor there, and I'm sure you're familiar with him, seeing him on various news programs. He's on Fox News a lot. He's a very, very smart individual and very reasoned individual. So listen to him trying to reason with Ro Khanna about the evidence in the impeachment inquiry. In other words, there is evidence to have an impeachment inquiry, but there's not evidence to impeach today, and that's Turley's point. But just like you have a prosecution, you have a trial, that's because you're looking for evidence, you know, in order to test that evidence to see if somebody did something wrong. Ro Khanna doesn't get it, or maybe he does, and he may be just acting like he doesn't. But let's listen in.
Explain to the committee and the country why you believe that the current evidence does not support the articles of impeachment today.
Well, at the moment, these are allegations, and there is some credible evidence there that is the basis of the allegations.
But I understand that, and I'm not questioning that. I'm questioning what you don't think today, if you were going to vote, if this was the case, you would vote no, correct?
On this evidence, certainly, because the inquiry...
Okay, and my question is, if someone said to you, okay, Mr. Turley, why are you voting not to impeach President Biden based on this evidence, where do you think the evidence is lacking? Where does it not rise to the level where you think it needs to be? What are the places that you think is missing?
Well, I said in my testimony that the key here that the committee has to drill down on is whether they can establish a linkage with the influence peddling, which is a form of corruption, and the president, whether he had knowledge, whether he participated, whether he encouraged it. We simply don't know, and we don't even know if this was an illusion or not, but you can't find the answers to that. I mean, the back end of these financial transactions, which I have read is where the committee's going, may shed light on that. But without that type of nexus, then no, I don't.
And currently it's your testimony that that nexus has not been established.
Okay, stop right there. We've got to stop this right here. and currently, that's your testimony. This nexus has not been established. No, because he was just explaining to you that in order to find the nexus, to see if a nexus exists, well, then we're going to have to, you know, investigate. We're going to have to look at facts and stuff like that, and then synthesize those facts and then determine whether or not these allegations hold water or not. It's the most basic thing, and I'm looking at the video, and the look on Turley's face is kind of like, I can't believe that you're not understanding what I'm trying to tell you. But, of course, what's Ro Khanna doing? He's trying to establish that, well, you know, well, why are we even having this inquiry? I mean, there's, you know, if we voted today in the House, we wouldn't vote to impeach the president because we don't have this evidence. Well, no, you have good evidence to go further. This is the same kind of thing as though if you have evidence to bind somebody over for trial. The trial hasn't occurred yet. The conviction or the acquittal hasn't occurred yet. But you have to, like, you know, seek out the evidence and then draw a conclusion. All right, let's continue.
Correct.
No, I think that's the purpose of the inquiry. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, stop right there. I mean, again, that's the purpose of the inquiry. It's just, you can't make this up. Okay, let's continue.
Have you read Ken Buck's op-ed in the Washington Post, where he basically was one of the Republicans, which is why I think it'd be a lopsided vote against an inquiry, saying that evidence doesn't exist?
I did, and I respect members of both parties that, you know, can stand alone. He has his reasons for that. I personally think that the threshold for an inquiry has been surpassed, that you have a duty to inquire as to these allegations. But that's not presupposing what you're going to find.
Just to summarize, then, it's your formal recommendation to the Speaker to have a vote on the inquiry, and it is also your testimony today that today you would vote no on impeachment on the current evidence.
Yeah, when Speaker Pelosi took this step, I gave the same advice that I think it's a best practice to go to the floor.
I love it. I just absolutely love it. It's your testimony that we wouldn't have an impeachment today. Well, of course. You know, and again, Will Khanna is trying to go for the aha moment. He's going for the you can't handle the truth moment in this. And that moment is, and by the way, you're not going to rattle Jonathan Turley too easy with that, because I just think it was just kind of a weird exchange. Why go down that road? But of course we know why, because he's trying to make it look like, this is all kind of just fluffy. There's really nothing here. Why are we even having an inquiry? And I'll tell you what, you know, the impeachment of Joe Biden, or the possible impeachment of Joe Biden, again, remains to be seen. We have to get down the road a little further. But people like Jonathan Turley, and this is why I bring this up on the program this morning, because people like Jonathan Turley are not, he's not a partisan in the traditional sense. You know, he's come out, he's given, I think, very good and cogent analysis about all the different Trump things that have gone along, gone on. And so he doesn't really, he's not really aligning with either side. And he's aligning, really, I think, with the Constitution and this process and those kinds of things. And that's what we need more of today. But Ro Khanna, of course, I think, is trying to, again, to establish that somehow this is ridiculous nonsense to actually have an impeachment inquiry because, you know, today there's just no evidence. There's not enough. Well, there's a lot going on with this, and as we go through the program this morning, we're going to talk about some of these messages. For example, Joe Biden sought a meeting with the Chinese businessman after Hunter Biden got millions of dollars in payments. We've got more about Joe Biden and these transfers and so forth. This is stuff that if this was a Republican president. Okay, if this was a Republican president, they would have had an impeachment already, right? It just would have happened because they would have looked at these things. But what's happening with the Joe Biden inquiry, along with the Hunter Biden inquiry, sort of in tandem, the Hunter Biden prosecutions versus the idea that there could be an impeachment in the House, is all these financial transactions. And once they, and I think they have some of these things already, but once they reveal these things or garner new evidence of these bank statements and things that are just, they're just hard facts that, you know, you can't make that up. It's not a conjecture, this kind of thing. I think it's going to look a lot worse. And that's what this inquiry is all about. Gives them a little bit more substance and teeth to go do it. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. See you on the other side of the break.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number to call into the program this morning. I'm Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. And, of course, we're broadcasting from the Moss Family Automotive Studio from AM860, The Answer. All right. Well, once again, folks, welcome back to the program. And we have the Trucker Highway and Byway Report here in this segment, the first part of this segment. And we're going to wake up our truckers and our travelers out there, which is our honor, and it's our solemn duty, and it's our public service to keep you awake out there on the road as you're trucking across America, or if you're traveling, driving right now. We're right there with you, and we're going to wake you up with Tie Your Mother Down from Queen. Hold on to this. Here we go.
Get the wine, get out, get the big pail now.
Leather Down, and that is a rocker. That's one of their really, really fast-moving ones, and I remember that one from back a long time ago, and I think it dates back into the late 1970s, maybe the mid-1970s, but definitely got a great sound, and that guitar riff by Brian May, it just absolute magic to be able to come up with something like that, and of course, the late, great Freddie Mercury on vocals there. Won't see the like of Freddie, I think, again, ever. All right, well, folks, once again, it is time for our Trucker Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by, of course, the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Let's take a look at what's happening first out west. Looks like we got a wind advisory that's covering most, pretty much the entire northern half of Arizona. So this is going to be just north of Wickenburg, Black Canyon City, and so forth, and just all the way up to the border there with Utah, stretching over towards Kingman and Dolan Springs. So be careful of that. We've also got a wind advisory in Southern California. If you're coming across I-8 or I-10, you're probably going to encounter this. If you're in the Brawley area, if you're in Indio, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, that area, Banning, it looks like you've got this wind advisory that's in place. Also, now we've also got a winter weather advisory. This is going to be up in Central California on the eastern side, north of Bishop, as you head up head up 395 through Mammoth Lakes up towards Bridgeport. We got a winter weather advisory on the map now. I think this is one of the first ones we've seen this far out west this season. So things are starting to change, folks. It really is. Fall is going to be upon us. Now, snow can be expected in this case, by the way. Snow accumulations in that area could be 3 to 6 inches. Definitely be careful. By the way, this weekend we've got what they're calling a cool fall storm coming into the Southern California area in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles area, and that means also we could have snow in some of the higher elevations as well in the surrounding mountains and so forth. So we'll be on the lookout for that. Also, continue frost advisory. I did that 24 hours ago as well. This is north west of Idaho Falls and Blackfoot in southern Idaho. And we continue with those gusty wind warnings, basically a fire weather warning, but along with gusty winds. This is going to be west of Glenwood Springs, coming out I-70 in Colorado as you head over the border into Utah, and that's going to stretch over towards Green River and down towards Moab as well. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Now, if we head on over to the eastern part of the United States, we definitely have something very, very important that we need to tell our trucker friends about, and that is a dense fog advisory. And this is going to start up in Wisconsin, okay? It's going to start up in Wisconsin. It's going to be in the Montello area. It's in the Beaver Dam area, Portage, Madison, down towards Janesville, and then on down into Illinois. It's going to stretch on down through Illinois all the way down to almost Charleston and then over east to Indianapolis. And that's definitely going to be a dense fog advisory happening on that whole area. We've also continues, by the way, you can have this also occurring over in Dayton, Ohio, down towards Portsmouth, down to Richmond, Kentucky, Hazard, Kentucky, Bowling Green, Kentucky. We continue to look and see you could have a lot these areas of fog, locally dense, expected to be developing. So if you're in that whole area, just be very careful for visibility's sake. Very, very important. Quick check of our precipitation. Again, headed back out west, northern Idaho. Looks like we had some there on the map, and it's starting to look like it's going to. No, it's still there from where it was before. But this is holding north right now of I-90. But right now it's like 47 degrees in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So if you're getting in the higher elevations, you know it could get a lot colder, and that could mean you could maybe have snow up on 4th of July, given those right conditions. So do be aware of that. Also, I-90 heading out of Wyoming over to South Dakota. If you're in the Gillette area, Sundance, heading over the border into South Dakota, you've got all kinds of rain coming across the interstate there, and lightning strikes also being reported. And then I-25 I-5 around Midwest, this again back in Wyoming, as you're heading down towards Casper, you've got rain coming across the interstate there as well. Right now, our friends up in New York City, throughout Connecticut, it looks like, and a little bit of parts of Massachusetts, this is going to be west of Boston and near Worcester, you've got all kinds of rain on the map there as well. All right, so that's kind of what it's looking like on the precipitation part of things right now. So we definitely want to be careful out there. And by the way, don't forget, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people over at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. As Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, you know, they are the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America. And there's a reason for that. You know, they really want to be your oasis out there on the road. And they've got the My Rewards Plus app. So if you're a trucker, you're a traveler, whatever, you're going to want to sign up and get this My Rewards Plus app, because it's going to allow you to save time, to save money, and also get great deals, basically, and earn points on the different things that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Also, you get access to all these great amenities. For example, for truckers, you can reserve your parking space ahead of time. That's going to be key. Other things, all these different amenities at these different and select Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, like showers and laundry and things like that. They've got the great food, they've got the supplies, and they've got the fuel. So you definitely want to check them out. And we've got a couple days left here in September, and they're still saying thank you to pro drivers. There's still time to sign up with the My Rewards Plus app. Get three free drinks from your favorite brands. Find out new exclusive deals to celebrate your hard work and dedication out there on the road. And that's what we do here on this program as well. We celebrate you for your hard work and your dedication, because you're keeping America moving. And if you're a traveler, you definitely want to pull into the Pilot and Flying J on your way. And by the way, if you go to pilotflyingj.com, it's pilotflyingj.com, check out their locations function, because that's going to show you all the different Pilot and Flying J's in your area. I've used it many times. It's super easy. You just plug in where you are, and it'll show you on a map all these different locations that you, so you can plan your trip accordingly. So it really is something you want to check out. All right, pilotflyingj.com, that's the website. All right, well, when we come back from the break, the top of the hour break, you'll hear your local news, station identification, you get some other great information. And when we come back from the top of the hour break, we have an awful lot more to tell you about. We've got more to talk about with this impeachment inquiry, especially where Hunter Biden is concerned. And so we got Congressman Comer, great, great audio clip from him talking about Joe Biden and whether or not he was ever involved with these businesses and all this kind of stuff. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Plus, on the docket this evening or this morning, we have the other breaking news stories and the other relevant news stories that you need to know about as you're going across the highways and byways, or if you're at work. So wherever you are working across America during the overnight hours, give us a call, 1-877-969-8600, and we will see you on the other side of the break. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
It's a celebration.
Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.